All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. I'm so glad you are here with us today. We are going live with my dear friend Laura España. But before that, I just want to say as well, like always, it is my deepest wish, desire, and intention to bring forward these wonderful shows with these magnificent speakers who are sharing their wisdom, their teachings, their experiences, their activations and healings, etc., so that we can all thrive, we can all expand our consciousness and raise our vibration and frequency. And so today, if you would like to, you can always subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can watch all the live shows, all the current shows, all the previous shows, because there's so many, right? So please do that. So today we're talking about aligning with your most benevolent, best life path. And so some of what we're going to talk about today is about uncovering, discovering, exploring, and revealing your sacred contracts and your ancient archetypes. And we're going to be talking about how during this extremely progressive and advanced call that we're having right now, we will address, explore, and reveal the unconscious behavioral patterns that hold us back or propel us forward, and how we can use them to align with our most benevolent, best life path and trajectory. We're going to talk about, uncovering and discovering your sacred contracts, your sacred spiritual contracts, oaths, vows, and agreements. Learn about your own hidden agendas to heal them, resolve them, and get them into alignment with your highest and greatest, most authentic self. We're going to explore and reveal your ancient archetypes, explore and reveal the dominant aspects of yourself, which rule and govern your thoughts, attitudes, and behaviors, and transform these aspects to uplifting and supporting yourself in your divine life's purpose and mission. We're going to expand and uplevel your consciousness and restore your divinity. And we're going to align with your most benevolent, best life path, reclaim your divinity, heal and resolve traumas, and awaken your superhuman gifts and divine intuition. And all that, and of course, always more. And so, for those of you who may not know Lori, she's been with us since the very beginning, back in 2013. Long time ago. And so she is a best-selling author, a spiritual catalyst, an intuitive and energy healer, an ascension guide, a multidimensional channel, an animal communicator, a visionary, light worker, and star seed who radically transformed her own life after a series of near-death experiences and an abduction, first contact experience while living in Maui. And Lori has helped to transform the lives of thousands of humans and animals around the world via her channeled ascension guidance, intuition, animal communication, energy healing, and sacred activations. She provides transformational experiences, sacred energy healing, dormant DNA activations, and is founder of Sacred Visionary Mentorship for spiritual seekers who want to fast-track their spiritual growth using metaphysical tools and sacred energy healing so that you can break through barriers, heal and transform your traumas, live a soul-inspired, divinely aligned life, and become the you that you were born to be. And Lori leads seminars, workshops, and retreats where she provides ascension training, sacred energy healing transmissions, and dormant DNA sacred key code and star code marking activations for humans and animals, and assists others to awaken to their alignment with the true divine source, which exists within everyone, so that all beings can live their best life ever. So please join me in welcoming Lori back to the show. Lori, so glad you're here.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I love being on your show, Alara, because you are a fabulous interviewer.
Oh, thank you so much. I
And you
appreciate
create
that.
such a good, like a great space for wonderful things to come through. So thanks for having me.
Yes, and the thing is, sometimes those things come through, so authentically and organically, and
Yes.
it makes me laugh, right? Because
Yes.
it's
And
like,
I
so
want to
we
do
were
a
just having
big
a wonderful
shout out.
conversation.
I want to do a
Go
big shout
ahead.
out to Sue and Patty. They're in my Sacred Visionary group, and I love them.
Oh.
They're here.
Welcome, Sue. I know, obviously, I know Sue very well. And welcome, Patty,
Patty.
and everybody else who's here. So glad you're all here. And it's going to be, like always, a really high vibe show. And so, for me, whenever I talk to you, Lori, it's always about expanding and opening up my consciousness and being willing to be aware of something different, right? Instead of the regular, everyday, mundane thinking that we tend to do. But it's like opening our minds, opening our consciousness, opening our awareness to something higher, and just different, right? And so we already had a brief little conversation before we went live. We're not going to talk about that, but it was interesting. And the insights that came through from that as well are very interesting. So, on that point, just really briefly, I would say to you, each and every one of you, when you have a thought that comes into your head that, I should do this or I should do that, or you know what, maybe I should do this, follow it, see where it's going, and ask yourself questions about it, because it's probably guidance for you from the divine, from your guides, etc., to make a certain change in your life. And if you're because you need to, or it's coming up for you, so why not, right? So always be willing to look at those little whispers that come in. Sometimes it's just like a little flash that comes in, just really quietly, but it's there for a reason. So all that is about you becoming your best self, right? So allowing or being open to becoming your best self through the guidance and insights that you receive from the divine, from your higher self, your soul, etc., right? So, Lori, today we have a big agenda, right? We're talking about aligning with your most benevolent best life path. And I think what the thing that we're talking about today specifically about sacred contracts and ancient archetypes, I don't think we've talked about that before, have we?
No, the reason I made that part of our discussion topic today was because what I've come to see from working with people, so many people, around the world over so many years, is that we don't realize our own patterns. So you can call it sacred contracts and ancient archetypes. What it is the patterns that we get stuck in that are blocking us and limiting us from really living the life we're meant to live. And those patterns, for someone like me now, I can see, they're so obvious to me in people. I can identify them so quickly. And I want for other people to be able to start to see and recognize their own patterns, because it's until you can identify your patterns and start to understand what's at the root of those patterns, you can't even change the patterns, right? And unless you understand that that's what's in your way of you living the life that you're meant to live, you can't break through those patterns. Now, the patterns are always linked in. The patterns are the ways we behave, the ways we think, the things we believe that we're not, and the ways we feel and emote that we're not necessarily even really conscious of. So let's just start to break down what I mean about these patterns. And let's first invite everybody who's on the call to start to reflect on what and who you would be and how you would behave if you really were living in accordance with your most benevolent best. What does that mean? Let's just be clear. You're living in accordance with what feels good and right to you. You're living your life in a way that feels in alignment with your highest fulfillment. You're identifying yourself as a way that you know you're not perfect, but you really care about yourself. You recognize that you have value in this world, that you have something of value to contribute and to offer. And overall, you feel good about that. You feel good about who you are, how you're showing up, what you're contributing, what your role is, what your life is. You're not just like, idly sitting by watching the world go by and thinking that you don't have a role to play. Because this is next paradigm alignment, right? New paradigm alignment is recognizing we were created by a loving creator for a purpose and a reason. And that purpose and reason, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have some kind of value and worth to share and contribute. So, from that perspective, if you can start to reflect, like, what does it mean to you as an individual, whoever you are, to really be stepping into alignment with really being the embodiment of your best self? Living your best life, sharing and contributing in ways that feel right for you. It doesn't matter if you're a gardener and you love gardening, if you love animals, You're leading meditations, you're some kind of entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever you're doing in the world. What qualities do you have to have? What qualities, what ways do you behave? What ways do you share and contribute? Like all those things, start to reflect on that, because this is like new paradigm. It's not about left analyzing. It's about becoming and being. So far, that's the foundation of what where we're going. Now, the patterns are the things that are interfering. So let's start to identify some of those patterns. And we know in this group, I know everybody is familiar with the idea that your thoughts and your beliefs, whatever they are part of what create the patterns. Because what you think, what you believe, fires off neurotransmitters in the brain, creates an electromagnetic response in the body. You have an electromagnetic body in you that creates a physiological response through the body. And there's an emotional response as well to that, right? So the thought is the fastest thought in the world. You have some kind of thought, oh, beautiful trees. You feel better. Happens like that. Because what I just described in more time is what happens. You have another thought, oh, I don't have enough money. Creates another physiological response. The body responds in a so-called negative way. Now, if you have the same kind of thought and same kind of thought pattern over and over again, that pattern starts creating the same physiological response over and over again in the body, and then creates responses in relationship to that. Does that make sense? So the patterns are what we think, what we believe, how we feel, how we emote, and how we behave. All right. The ways we want to become are what we need to, between that those patterns and what we want to become, that gap is literally, what do I need to clear, heal, or resolve? When we talk about healing, we're talking about energetic shifting. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a physical issue. It might be a new way of thinking, right? A new way of clearing out an old belief structure or belief pattern that's just not serving, right? So what do I need to clear, heal, or resolve? And what do I need to cultivate, develop, and step into and become more, embody more? That's the gap. This is making sense. Is everyone with me? Especially on the live call. Yeah?
Absolutely.
I love that Jeanette's shaking her head. Yes, that makes me happy. So, okay. So everyone's with me. So what are some of the things, especially for people on the call, that you are working on identifying that are your limiting thoughts, beliefs, emotions, patterns? What are some of the things you guys are working on, if you're consciously aware? That you can put it in the chat. That's really cool. But I'll identify some for people. One of the biggest ones on earth is someone or something out there did something to me and I'm the victim and they're the wrong. They're the perpetrator. So blame. We call that the blame shame game. Someone's the victim. Someone's the perpetrator or victimizer. So the victim is always the one who's pointing the finger, in a sense, saying, you did something to me. Now, let's just draw a line between this. It can show up as the wrongness of an external person, group, or organization, or place, or thing. So another example. Anyone in the group have allergies? Nobody. Okay, but that's an example. That thing outside of me that I'm allergic to is the perpetrator, and I'm the victim because that thing has power over me. That's an example. Food, right? Someone put in worthiness. That's a big one. So worthiness is a pattern. That's a really good example, Jeanette. The pattern of thinking and believing that somehow you're unworthy or undeserving. That pattern is so embedded that the brain thinks it, believes it. The energetic imprint of it is stored in the unconscious. It reflects through the field, How does something like that affect us? How does that affect us? We cannot accomplish our goals and dreams because if we're unworthy of something, we can't accomplish things, right? Yeah, everywhere. We can't reach our highest fulfillment. We can't maybe whatever your goal, dream, or desire is, if you are unworthy of it in some way, that's going to be a blocker, right? Okay, so, and then that will create that pattern. It'll ripple out from your field energetically. And then you don't know why you can't succeed at work or why you're having problems in your relationships or why you can't meet your divine love interest or your partner, right? So all of those things, right? Neglect, Patty's saying neglect childhood trauma. Exactly. So childhood trauma, neglect, those are patterns, right? That pattern could be linked into unworthiness or undeservability or no one hears me, no one listens to me, no one's paying attention to me. Those are patterns that will affect our work, our career, our success, our health, all of that. Is this making sense? We're just identifying how we do this. Makes sense to everybody, right? So the idea of clearing, healing, and resolving those things, you can't do that with your brain. No amount of affirmations, no amount of positive thinking is going to change that. What's going to change it, number one, is awareness, which we're doing now, but the recognition that some new frequency, why frequency? Because those patterns, they're firing off in the brain. They've created this pattern in the energetic field. The field of the physical body starts to radiate that energy out. It reflects, by the way, what's the size of your energy field? Yeah, puts us on a hamster wheel. Linda, you're totally right. How does that, what is the size of our energy field? Does anyone know? Think 55 feet in diameter. You're not just 5 feet or 7, 6 feet, whatever. You're 55 feet in diameter. Your energy field is that big. That is like building size, right? So your energy field has got that one thought or pattern or belief or trauma, which it's not just one because it's interwoven in layers and layers of stuff. It's resonating all through your field. And where does it get blocked? Where does it get stuck? It gets stored and stuck and deposited in parts of the brain, primarily like the amygdala, different parts of the brain. It gets stored, stuck, and blocked in every one of the major chakra energy centers, right? This is why people's bodies shut down because their energy centers are blocked. Is this making sense? And then it gets stored and stuck in layers of the field that is your field of energy that is at least approximately 55 feet in diameter all around an orb, but the size of a building. So those, all that energy, then you wonder why. I'm saying you, but I mean, this happens to all of us. Why are we on the hamster wheel? Why can't we make changes? Why are we living in Groundhog Day over and over again? Why, in spite of how much energy work we may have done, or all the work we've done in the physical world, all the affirmations we've said, or all this and that we've done, how come it still hasn't changed? Don't we? I mean, is there anyone on the call who hasn't wondered that about something in your life? Yeah. Because we're not recognizing the multidimensional aspects of how many levels and layers need to be cleared, healed, and resolved to get us to where to get that stuff cleared out from the field so that our field of energy can be what I say purified. Right? Because once your field of energy starts to get purified from that dross, we call that dross, heaviness, density, inertia. By the way, dross. Heaviness, density, inertia. What are those things? What are those things? Those are the things that people call their ego. It's not your ego. It's not even yours. It's just energy. So things we label as traumas, beliefs that we're unworthy, patterns of being a victim or a victimizer or a bully, patterns of being bullied, patterns, I've noticed this is one of the biggest ones, patterns of not expressing loving kindness, patterns of not really being grateful. Like, it is rampant in the United States how ungrateful people are. They don't realize that that energy will be a breakthrough of those patterns. But this is what I'm saying. All this stuff, it's all egoic structure, called egoic structure. It's called ego, right? But your ego doesn't, there's nowhere they can find an ego. Like, science has studied the heart, the brain, and the whole body. There is no ego. There's no ego in there. There is inertia. There is stuff that is identified. Science can identify the parts of the brain that store up fear. That's called the amygdala. Parts of the heart that stores up this, stores up. They've studied all that stuff, but there's no ego. All right. So those are the things that need to be cleared, healed, and resolved. And those patterns, let's go through a few more patterns before we get into more of the healing and the, you know, the, what I call downloads and clear, like the good stuff. Some of the patterns, not is false arrogance. So false arrogance shows up where people tend to think or believe that they're better than someone else, or they're more advanced. Or on the polarized side, arrogance and supremacy always is coupled with extreme inferiority. So why does somebody put on this false arrogance unconsciously? And that alienates people. Have you guys ever been around somebody who's been condescending to you? Made you feel like you're somehow, like, how does that feel? Don't you like despise being around people like that? It's like never feels good, right? But really they're just doing that. They don't know. It's a pattern that is being used to cover up extreme inferiority. The person who has it doesn't even know they're alienating all their friends, loved ones, their business partners, their business colleagues. They're making people not like them and not want to be around them. And they're covering up what's really underneath there, which is a deeply wounded pattern of feeling inferior. So this is a pattern that plays out in our lives, and that will interrupt or interfere with us having relationships that we love and enjoy and other kinds of experiences that are more aligned with who we're meant to become. Does that make sense? All right. So yeah, narcissism is a pattern, by the way. Narcissism, somebody mentioned that, is a pattern. So narcissism is a pattern because somebody is so deeply traumatized. And by the way, there is not a world leader who's on TV, any famous world leader right now, who does not have narcissistic patterns. Every leader of every country who's threatening bombs and war or fighting, like they are born of the era when narcissism was required and needed for survival. It was I, me, mine. I just got to think about myself. I just got to take care of myself. I just got to survive. I just got to get through the day. How am I going to live and survive? That's the old paradigm, right? So narcissism is a pattern of, I don't know how to survive. I'm afraid. I'm so afraid that I have nothing to offer, nothing to contribute, no worth, no value. I got to make myself okay, even though I can't afford to look beneath the hood at my own self, because I just have to survive. That's what that's born out of. It's just, those are the people leading the world right now, right? Because they've got those traumas embedded, right? All right, I feel like I want to move on with this, but we understand this concept of these patterns that develop. So if you have other patterns, like where you can't make money, that's a pattern of thinking, believing, behaving, or trauma. Any other kind of pattern in your life, anyone wants to put it in there? Yeah, fear of losing power, right? That's a fear is a pattern. So, all right. So when we're talking about breaking those patterns, we're talking about recognizing that we have to address it on more than just the brain level. We can't resolve these issues just by learning something new, writing new affirmations, journaling. Those things can help. They're tools, but they're not enough. We have to be able to work with energy on the multidimensional levels and layers of who we are. So, is this making sense so far? Yes, everyone with me? What are some of the qualities that you know that you would have, wish that you could have, and embody if you were living in accordance with your most benevolent best? Who would you be? Can you guys put that in on the side chat? Who and how would you be behaving? What are the qualities that you would have? You guys are quiet right now.
I was just thinking about all the ones that I would write down and it's like, oh, I have those. Okay, let me find
I
one
don't
that
mean
I
to put
don't
you on the
have.
spot, but this is the thing. I'll talk a little bit more. Confidence, right? Okay, I love that. Confidence. What does it mean and how does it feel to be confident? The perspective that you don't have confidence is an old pattern. Because it's not true that you don't have confidence. It's that there's a pattern or a way of thinking, believing, behaving that has repeated over time that makes you think and believe and feel that you don't have confidence, right? But in truth, what does confidence feel like in your body? And that person doesn't have a name, but what does it feel like to have confidence? What is the energy of confidence? What is the behavior of confidence? How does one think and feel and emote when they have confidence? Because confidence, I can assure you, is an energy. It's just an energy. And that energy, like all energy, is omniscient and omnipotent. When I say the energy is omniscient, what I mean is confidence is confidence. It knows itself as confidence. It knows exactly what confidence is. It's conscious of itself as confidence. It doesn't have a soul. So it is, and it's right here, right now. It's not outside of you. It's available to you to know who you are and how to express that as confident. Yeah. Okay. I would like for you, especially anyone who wants to feel, let's play this game. For anyone and everyone who wants to feel the energy of confidence, if you don't feel it, if you don't think you have it right now, just if you're willing, who's the person who said that? I could work with you directly. It was a person on Zoom. I don't know your name.
Linda was talking about confidence and Zoom user.
Okay, well, what does it feel like right now when you put Zoom user, when you plug that in to feel that you don't have confidence? What does that feel like in your body? Be aware of it. Just for a minute, just be aware of it. What it feels like, how you think, how you feel, how you've been living your life, the patterns that you have, how it's affected you. You know what that is because it's a pattern you've been living with. Now, in the next minute, what we're going to do is we're just going to have you breathe really deeply the energy of confidence. And let's just put the word divine in front of it because the divine confidence is different from human perspective. The word confidence comes with what a human believes is confidence. Let's give you truth, which is divine confidence. That's not just human perspective. That's the energy and truth of what confidence is, what it feels like to have and to embody that confidence. So start to breathe it in. You might think with your mind, that's not going to make a difference. But I'm just going to help a little bit here. We're just going to bring in that energy. And by the way, let's do this for anyone and everyone on the call who wants more divine confidence, wants to experience more divine confidence. So while you're breathing, this time I want you to slow and elongate the breath into long, slow, deep, comfortable breaths of the energy known as divine confidence. And as you're breathing, you're relaxing. And as you're breathing, if you want, if you feel comfortable, and if it's safe, you can let your eyes close just so you can really connect with how this starts to feel differently in your body. What does it feel like as you breathe, accept, and allow divine confidence into your being? And as you're breathing, be aware that this is what happens automatically. Every oxygen particle that is now charged with the energy of divine confidence goes through the breathing apparatus and permeates through osmosis through every single cell, proton, neutron, electron, particle, and subatomic particle of your entire body and being, and permeates that energy. So as you're breathing in the energy of divine confidence, now this is me as a healer. Let's just activate, energize, amplify, and anchor it in, please. Now, for everyone willing, you're just breathing, accepting, and allowing. And if your eyes are closed, let yourself feel that energetic shift. You might think with your brain you can't feel it. That means your brain is too overacting. Just breathe a little deeper, longer, and slower. And let this divine confidence move in, through, and around you. How does it move around you? When you exhale, you're releasing that same energy. You're taking it in. You're allowing it to go through the body. You're exhaling, you're releasing. You're accepting and allowing, if you choose it, this divine confidence to move in and through you and around you and permeate your whole, the whole of your being. Now, if you want to relax into it, to accept and allow it a little deeper, put your mind's awareness anywhere where there's tightness in your body. Most of you will feel it very right away at the base of your spine, at the buttocks, or in your lower extremities or along the spine. And just relax. Relax and let this divine confidence flow through you with even more grace. There you go. Some of you at the neck. So breathe in, relax that neck area. Just let it relax. And as you're breathing this, start to feel in your body being with awareness, what does it mean and what does it feel to truly embody the energy of divine confidence? You don't have to brain your way through this. Don't try to think about it. Just be aware. What does it feel? How does it feel? What does it mean? How do I behave? Ask those questions without trying to answer them. Let the energy, it is consciousness itself, divine confidence. Let the energy provide to you this through you. Breathe, accept, and allow. Everything you're meant to know and see and perceive. Everything you're meant to accept and allow. Everything that you're meant to have to embody. Every form of divine consciousness related to being. Sorry, let me rephrase that. That's the wrong language. I'm being corrected. Every gift of consciousness you're meant to have regarding divine confidence, so that you know what it means and what it feels like, and how to live your life, and how to embody and express divine confidence. Breathe that in. And just accept and allow it. And know that as you exhale, you're simply expanding that around you. And it's filling up and permeating the field around you, the multidimensional field around you, which, as we've already stated, is 55 feet in diameter. Full integration. You just notice. Now, the brain doesn't have to figure any of this out. You're just allowing. Okay, good. This is done. Simple little thing. Took a matter of minutes. How are you guys feeling? How do you feel? A little more relaxed, yes? Can you notice, especially for the Zoom person, the difference for you before and after such a little teeny practice in terms of how you feel? Feels like love? Well, it is. It's part of divine love, right? But this is the thing. This is new paradigm shifting. We just did a practicum. That's it. A little practice. New paradigm shifting. Everything you think you don't have it. You have access to it. So, yes, there is a part of the clearing, healing, and resolving, which we can go deeper into that, of old patterns. But the whole new thing is just start to embrace, accept, and allow these new patterns to start to form and then express through you. Is this making sense? All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
I
I
don't think
noticed
that.
that when, just really quickly, when you were doing that, I noticed for myself the just around the forehead and the eye there, this whole area was like so, I don't know if the word is tense, but as you continued and as we continued being in it and breathing and et cetera, it's like perfect now, but it was like quite.
When you feel that tension, Alara, what's going on for you? Good. Let me say what the average person, when they feel some form of tension, especially with energy work, this is what goes on. Oh God, there's tension there. Oh God. Oh God. They start like debating, you know, is that good? Is that bad? What is something wrong? Is something right? What should I do? So they're having a little push-pull response, right? A little trigger, push-pull, fear, engagement. What do I do? Doubt. Right? What I say is release it, let it go. Don't engage with it. That is the very thing that's leaving you, that's been resisting and or blocking you from having the very energy that's transmuting it organically.
And of course, I'm doing a lot of yawning, so I know that the energy is shifting and moving.
That's a
It
trigger
doesn't sound
response,
good,
right?
right?
That's a physiological trigger response usually happens when someone's working with energy, for sure. I know you know that. So what I'm inviting people to recognize is that the patterns have to be identified. And you can't, because the old paradigm, which I teach about this all the time, our old way of being is let's pretend it doesn't exist. Let's ignore it. Let's deny it so that we don't have to face it. Because it's a little bit scary or upsetting or triggering or shadow-like or wrong, something we don't like or enjoy about ourselves, right? And we judge it or deny it or suppress it or carpet sweep it. So what I'm suggesting, that old way, that's not working for us, clearly. Clearly, it's not working for us as individuals in living our best lives, in being our best selves. Clearly, it's in the way. Clearly, it's contributing to all forms of mental dis-ease, emotional dis-ease, and physical dis-ease, not to mention energetic and spiritual dis-ease. So, new paradigm way is to say, let's identify this and let's move it as quickly as we can and transmute it and replace it with something new, which is what we really want. Then, when that energy starts to come in, we have to accept it and allow it. We're willing it, we're choosing it. And we have to recognize, like, this is how it works. This is what it does. It just starts because it's divinely intelligent as an energy itself. It's omniscient in the sense that it is divine certainty in this example, or divine confidence in this example. It's going to start to take, infuse me with that as I accept it. And I just need to start allowing myself to behave in accordance with that now, to take on that new patterning, to cultivate it, to develop it, and start to be that. Does that make sense? All right. I hope that's helpful. Why don't we do some processing with people? I mean, I can go in a lot of directions here, but I love helping people. If you want to do some processing and or Q&A, or we can go in
We
any direction.
love processing. Yes, we love processing. Definitely, as I shake out the energy, you know. We love
Yeah.
processing. Absolutely.
I mean,
All
what
right.
that's why I'm asking on the sidebar, if you guys on the side chat, if you put in things that are in your resistance, like somebody put in integrity, compassion.
Somebody
That's
else put in poverty consciousness or poverty, something like poverty. Yeah, poverty consciousness is a pattern, which a lot of people still have, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, let me see where I want to go with this. Let me just ask Source because I'm a little, I feel like I would like to bring in more progressive for you. Yeah, so when we're talking about these patterns, we'll work with the integrity and the poverty consciousness and the compassion next. But when we're talking about these patterns and becoming the best version of ourselves, that's where I want to go next with this. And then we'll work with those three energies that were just mentioned. What's most important, I'm actually allowing this to come from my divine team, semi-channeled, although it might turn into a full channel. What's most important, right? This is, they're identifying as the collective, which is my team, which is a collective of beings who serve the light, work for the light, in service and contribution to the light, which is the expansion of consciousness and God's source creator's plan for lighted creation. What is most important and what is meant to be brought through during this time together today for each of you is the recognition that you are now operating, which many humans are not yet aware of. You are now operating in what is identified as a new paradigm. We will define this slightly as a new stratosphere of energy, a new reality where your old patterns must be eradicated. The old patterns must be eradicated, for they are no longer serving you in the expansion of consciousness. And to the contrary, they are actually inhibiting you, restricting you from the expansion of consciousness, which again is part of the plan for humanity. So if you continue through your own choice or will to perpetuate your own patterns, your old patterns, you will find that these patterns are not only blocking and interfering you from expanding and progressing, you will find that they cause and contribute to greater degrees of suffering in your life. This is because they are meant to be eradicated at this time. Those patterns, which have been somewhat identified earlier in this conversation, are the patterns that you find least pleasurable in your life and most inhibiting and least to your liking. And yet, many of you continue to perpetuate them. Let us provide a most basic and yet all-encompassing example, which was not offered earlier. And that is to say, the pattern of focusing on that which you do not like, that which you do not want, that which displeases you. This pattern of looking at wrongnesses, this pattern of believing that criticism serves you, this pattern of looking at your flaws, issues that you dislike, this is a major pattern that is associated with an old way of being and believing, being and behaving. This pattern must be eradicated. For in the new frequencies which you will now exist in, these new elevated frequencies, because of the way these frequencies work, which is to say that they work in a much more accelerated pace, what it means to bring the old pattern we are speaking of into this new way of operating, this new frequency bandwidth where you now exist, is that you are going to be creating the very things you do not like at an accelerated pace. And then you will look at things and people and circumstances in your world with complete shock at the insanity. There is not but one among you here now, during this lifetime together, who has not witnessed various experiences in your own personal reality as well as the collective reality and seen the complete insanity of it, of the very things you are witnessing, the very behaviors and patterns. This is because this old pattern of looking at and focusing on that which you do not like, that which you do not desire, is now amplifying in your experience in these new accelerated energies that are creating your experiences at an accelerated pace. Therefore, it behooves you to release, relinquish, and dismantle this old pattern of looking at and focusing on that which you do not desire. Now, we are aware that there has been much effort and focus in recent years, especially on attempting to look at, to focus on only the positive, only that which you desire. And we will reiterate this, that that will also not work in these new energies, for the desire to focus only on that which you desire and only on that which you want is a form of force, even as it was just communicated to you. You would be able to hear the language, the energy of force in the way it was described, only on that which you like, only on that which you desire. The energy of force creates a form of friction, which will not serve you in this new paradigm energy, in this new frequency bandwidth where you now reside. By the way, it is also important to add that this new frequency bandwidth has been intensifying consistently and steadily over recent years, beginning as recently as your year of 2011, and continued to amplify, especially in the year of 2020 and in the years since. This frequency bandwidth will also continue to amplify and intensify in the years ahead, which compounds the intensity of that which you are feeling and creating, which is why it is also equally important not to only focus on only that which you desire. For again, this creates a form of force, the form of force which we are amplifying through our converse now, through our conversation now, is to demonstrate to you why this will not serve you in the future, in the current and future timelines we are referring to here, because the intensification of the energy will further amplify the energy of force, which is not serving you any longer, you see. So what is the solution, you ask? The solution is to be in the new energies where you allow, you recognize that allowance and acceptance of all energies is your most powerful tool to utilize when it comes to energy. Allow that which you do not like, that which you do not desire, to rise up, to become aware of it, to notice it, to reflect on it, and to choose willingly to release it without attempting to hold on or to push it away. You see, allowance will help you to liberate yourself, to free yourself, and that which is from that which was referred to earlier as that which is desired to be released, healed, or transformed. That is the language of the one who speaks with her voice. But our language is to simply let yourself allow it without resistance to come up, to notice it as it leaves, to willingly let it go. And at the same time, simultaneously or in coherence, in a state that allows for the other to come, the other meaning what we are about to share, to allow the new energy to replace it with that which you desire, that which you desire more of, the allowance of the new energy to replace that which is leaving, that you are allowing to let go of and release. The new octaves that you are now playing in will work for you and serve you if you allow yourself to recognize that this is the new paradigm energies that are required in these new frequency bandwidths. We will pause here and allow for this space to be integrated. Okay, so does this make sense? I totally hope this is making sense. Okay. Does anyone want to ask anything? I see there's some hand raises, but is that helpful? That was a good, that It's a whole new way of working with energy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everything is
I like
energy.
What Sue wrote in the chat. She says, agreed, no forcing, sacred neutrality, allowing my new and desired energy to come in, etc. But it is like in the past, we were forcing and we were ignoring and we were suppressing and we were repressing, right? But none of that was helpful,
right? And even you were like the perfect example there, Alara, when you were saying how the energy, you felt it here, and just for a moment. Well, I think I put those words in your mouth, but I think you were saying that in a way without saying it, like, oh, I'm just like letting it go. And you were noticing your body's just responding with the yawning and stuff. So
exactly.
This is the importance of learning how to work with energy, because this new paradigm is all about us shifting out of old patterns and into new energetics, the energetic awareness of who we are. The energetic awareness of how to become and be what we truly desire. Because in the example of self-confidence or in the example of integrity, I love integrity. I want to work with that. Like, we're just becoming those things by starting to accept that as energy in the body, embodying that, and then letting the consciousness of that energy become being at one with it. So if we're taking in the energy of divine integrity, let's take that in, which we need that on planet Earth. Like, that is something we need to anchor in more. We start taking in the energy of divine integrity, that energy that is fully conscious of itself. It is the wholeness. There's no brain thinking. How do I be? It's just, it is that energy. We start taking it into our body and accepting and allowing it and letting it integrate into our form, letting ourselves become it, and starting just recognizing every inhale, every exhale is that moving through us, then behaving in accordance with divine integrity becomes natural and organic. We're like, you know what? I'm just going to choose the high road today. You know what? I'm just going to choose not to argue today. You know what? I'm just going to choose to be grateful today. We start behaving with integrity because it's just who we are. It's because we chose it. We don't say, I don't have any integrity. Like, when we realize like there's like some false leader who's out of his integrity. I say his because most of the world leaders are in male bodies, but okay, whatever, his, her, theirs. Like, we're like, oh, I'm just going to bring some energy of integrity in right now. And I'm just going to radiate it out. And you know what? Because I'm somehow intimately or not intimately connected with that being, I'm going to let osmosis do it. I'm going to let that energy permeate through the whole of my experience. So let's do some integrity work. Can we go there? So if you're willing now, just breathe in the energy of divine integrity. Same way we did before. Start to take in divine integrity. Okay. And I hear someone asked, how do you know you're getting divine integrity when you're just breathing in oxygen? Because the moment you as a conscious being will something, the law of free will responds. This is universal law. So the moment you say it's my choice, desire, and intention to breathe in the energy of divine integrity, the universe is giving you exactly that energy. That's just the way the universe works. We just didn't know it. So as you're breathing that in, start to feel it fill you up and move in and through your body anywhere it wants or needs to go. Trust and allow, because oxygen is carrying that energy into your system. And notice anywhere the body's tight or anywhere the body's restricted or contracted, and breathe the energy into that space. Just trust and allow that your breath knows exactly what to do. Release and relax the lower extremities, like the buttocks, the spine. Just release, relax, let go. And breathe even deeper, longer, slower. Source Creator God, let's activate, energize, amplify, and anchor it in. Just let it move through you. Remember with awareness, not with brain, that you're just letting it permeate through your entirety. Even when you exhale, that divine integrity is moving through you. Let's, because we need integrity in the world and all of our world leaders, let's move it through the DNA. If you're willing now to let this divine integrity, hold on, let me get the right words, move through all of the codes and codons in the DNA, the dormant DNA, that are right receptors for this energy, right and appropriate for each individual's most benevolent best with zero harm to anyone, that it awakens and activates every single appropriate code, codon, receptor in the dormant DNA, awakens and activates as is uniquely appropriate for each and every individual for their most benevolent best with zero harm. And that we move this through the bloodlines seven generations back to affect the ancestors in the most benevolent, best ways possible with zero harm. And as is uniquely appropriate, you're breathing, you're accepting, you're allowing. And seven generations into the future to support and assist the children and the children's children along each individual bloodline and all along the horizontal. So all the cousins and the cousins' cousins. And under the law of one, this will be allowed if you, as a free will agent, are willing to let it be. The way you will it is you just breathe, accept, and allow. Let it be done. Just give me a minute because I have work on my end as a healer, an energy worker to do. So we're just activating, energizing, amplifying, and anchoring in this divine integrity. And moving it through the bloodline, 777. Under the law of one. And respectfully requesting, acknowledging, and recognizing that we are willingly choosing and desiring and intending for more divine integrity in our bodies and beings, in our energy fields, and throughout the whole of humanity and the whole of creation. For this is what the law of one decrees now. This is the law of one speaking. As we have willingly chosen it, as we have willingly requested it, as we have willingly allowed it, it is now done. Only that which serves the most benevolent best with zero harm. And only in accordance with God's will and God's plan, with zero harm to anyone. If you're willing now, if you are willing. Sorry, I just did a little clearing there. Drop it down into the center of Earth, into the ley lines. Now, you don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just be willing. Let's do it. You don't do anything. Just be willing, breathe, and allow. Giving the gift of divine integrity to all willing hearts, to all willing beings, to the whole of humanity, to the whole of Earth, that this energy shall prevail on Earth and as a gift to humanity now. We're just anchoring this energy in more wholly and completely for the whole of humanity. Your willingness is what allows it as you breathe, consent, and allow. There's enough people here. And if there's any part of you that's in the brain thinking, is this real? Is this true? What is she talking about? What is she doing? Take a deeper, longer, slower breath and dive down into your heart. Just like drop into the heart. Let it be. If you're still wondering, take a deeper breath. Put mind's awareness at the buttocks, base of the spine, and relax and let go. There we go. Nice, good, simple. Energy. How's everyone doing? Feeling.
Good. That was good. That was I could take a nap, but that was good. incredibly
Awesome.
nourishing. Fantastic. That was good. Awesome.
She's a
Yeah.
super feeler, super healer. So she can feel it. That's awesome. Linda, that was good. Awesome. All right. Do you want to do some questions and processing? We said we were gonna, and Linda's had her hand up since the beginning. So we'll start there. Is that all right?
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead. And then we have to go and do the special offer page as well,
Oh, do you
talk about
want
the
to do that first
package.
and then
Okay.
come? All right, let's
Let's,
talk
yeah, if
about
we
it.
could. Is that okay, Linda?
Sure,
Yeah, we
that's
can do
fine,
Linda
honey.
right after.
No problem.
Okay, so
I'll
we'll
be quiet.
be because I know sometimes Linda has to go. That's why I was like, is that okay, Linda?
Yeah, let's do that. So, yeah,
Give
this
me
is
one
all about what
second.
we've been addressing today. We didn't really
Let me
talk
share
that
my
much about
screen.
contracts.
No, but patterns, as far as I'm concerned, are also contracts too that we've made with ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going to put the link in too in the chat.
Can you see all? Can you see that? Can y'all see that, everyone?
Yeah, put the link also in the chat.
Yeah, I
So,
will.
yeah, I'll just say really quickly, contracts are one of those things like really what I call contracts now. It's very different from the way it's taught in the mainstream. It's to me, it's soul agenda. What is it that the soul wants to resolve or address in this lifetime? What is it that the soul wants to learn or heal or transform? What is it that the soul wants to grow into? What is it the soul wants to evolve into? Who does the soul want to become? What does the soul want to free and liberate him or herself from? And what does the soul want to embody and ultimately, yes, evolve into and become? So, soul agenda, you cannot escape that. So that's what it's a full course on that. That full course is in there. The full course on this, the contracts, uncovering and revealing what the soul's agenda is. And I want to tell a story when I, while we talk about this. Years ago, I wanted to meet my right divine partner. This was after I was divorced. And years ago, I was leaving Los Angeles and I had struggled on this issue for a while, right? And I was leaving LA. It's kind of a long story, but I arrived where I was going to live for a while, which was more like the central coast of California in an area actually called Cayucas. And I get there at like 10 o'clock at night. My dog at that time was Kiko. She was with me. And it's pitch dark. I mean, I had lived in LA for so long, I couldn't believe how quiet everything was. There was no noise. And we were on a house, like a beach house overlooking the beach. And I could see, like, I was on cliffs where I was, and I could see the ocean, you know, and the moon, right? Nobody was out, wind, lots of wind. And in that moment of silence, of just like finally breathing into that, oh my God, it was just so good for me to get out of LA and all that chaos. As a sensitive, I just couldn't handle it anymore. Like it was just too empathetic. As an empath, it was too over, you know, too much for me to be in that environment. So I get there, it's silence. My dog is like loving like the free run, and there's no one and nothing. And all of a sudden I hear, "You died here." And I'm like, "What? You died here with a vow that you have to clear." And I was like, "What? You vowed for eternity that you would wait for your right man, your not your right man, your husband, who was a fisherman in that lifetime. He was a fisherman who went off to sea and never came back." I get this whole download on this, right? And I died in that lifetime, making a vow that I would wait for him for eternity. That vow was blocking me from meeting my right partner. But I would have never known if I didn't have that moment in time, that divine appointment in that location to reclaim and recover that important piece of information that needed to be resolved so I could meet my right partner. This is the kind of stuff that affects us and we don't realize it. It affects us in relationships, it affects us with money, it affects us with our career, it affects us with success, it affects us with health. And we're not conscious of these things because they're operating these patterns, whether we realize the contract in this lifetime was for me to clear, free, and liberate myself of that and many other things so that I could do my right work, which is what I do now, and live in my dharma. By the way, I have met my right person. So that's what the kind of thing I'm talking about. Okay. So that full course is
Love
in there.
that.
Yeah. It's game changer stuff. All right. Item two is the archetypes and the patterns. So we started talking about some of those victim, victimizer, bully archetype, saboteur. That is a huge one. Oh my God. I watch people all the time self-sabotage. They want something and they block and interfere. That's one I love working on, but it's really hard because self-saboteurs, they get in their way all the time. And you can't, they'll block themselves from their own good. That's covered in there. Like all these archetypical patterns where we're not like people pleaser. I watched myself in the last, I've been doing this work like a good chunk of my life. I watched myself in the last 4 months, sorry, correction. I'd say about 6 months go to the nth extreme to try to please people. I watched how sabotaging that pattern is. I watched how when I tried to please people to excess, they became more and more entitled and still were never pleased. I had to clear the people pleaser. And as that went on for 6 months, I still didn't realize it until it was like, oh my God, this pattern has to be cleared. And I finally cleared it. I was able to stand up in my truth, not perfectly, and own my right to be okay with what was. But it was so freeing and so liberating. It's a game changer. It's been a game changer for me personally and professionally. We don't see these patterns. We suffer because they go on until we start to label, realize, and change them. So this stuff is real and it's a powerful tool that will serve you for life. It's a full course. When I say full course, by the way, both of those courses, I think each one of them is four classes each, but they work together. There's an ebook in the full course. There's a lot of extra bonuses. There's two energy healing modules, and there's some meditations in there in those full courses. You can scroll up now or scroll down, whichever way. But that's what that course covers. It's going to help you get into alignment with your dharmic path. Your dharmic path is who you're meant to be. Your dharmic path is you embodying all of the qualities and virtues that really are your best self. Your dharmic path is how you're meant to serve and contribute in this world, really being and co contributing the value that you're here to contribute. So, oh yeah, there's more classes than I realize, right? Yeah, that one has more classes. So there's extra bonuses in there. The extra bonuses are two ebooks, and yeah, there's handouts and PDFs that come with it and homework assignments. Yeah. Okay, item three. Those classes, by the way, each of them are $5.97, I think is the retail price on each of them. Okay, item three is Reclaiming Your Power. It's an MP3 and an intro MP3, Future Crafting, Becoming Your Future Self. Yeah, that's item three. That's valued at $111. Item four, Awakening More of Your Superpowers, right? So your superpowers are stored in your DNA. We did a little bit of DNA work today. Your greatest gifts are stored in there. The beings that are listed here, ascended masters, those are part of the beings in my collective. They're not limited to my collective. You know who they are, these ascended masters. They come to you when you work with them, when you call them. You know, they have free will too, but they'll help support and assist us in really revealing more of who we're meant to be. So awakening those dormant potentials within us and bringing through new energies to help us become more of who we're meant to be. So they're part of the team I work with. That's they're always involved in all the energy. Same with the star family races. Yeah, you can scroll. I mean, you can see them on the screen, right? They're just ascended masters, beings of light. The star family races are beings you guys know, right? From other planetary bodies who are working with us. Angels, angel gods, angels of healing. That's the archangelic realms, planetary bodies. They help us with these activations. They're part of my collective, right? Planetary bodies, animal kingdom. Yeah. That's in the DNA stuff. And those MP3 audios there, working with your multidimensional being, mastering your own destiny, like those are energetically infused with this energy from these beings, ascended masters and others, to support and assist in the transmissions that they offer to help us bring in these new energies, right? Okay. Item five. Oh, that's a master class. How to heal, be, do, have, resolve, experience, achieve, whatever it is you want, so that you can become more of the best version of you, who you're meant to be. And, you know, really that's like soul resolving the issues that aren't and stepping into more alignment with who you are. So that's a whole master class valued at 111. You can scroll. Item six is a coupon. Oh yeah, the coupon is for any of the memberships, which there's a whole DNA membership. There's a whole sacred mentorship membership. You can use that coupon. Okay, and then there's extra bonuses, which are there. Yeah, and extra bonuses. Priceless. So that package is the whole retail value listed on there? It's over 1,000. I don't know where the
Yeah,
retail.
it was 2,222.
Oh.
I think
No, that's
it's
just the annual.
14. So
That's the
that's for the
annual
membership.
membership.
It's yeah, so it's 1,475 or something like that. It's
Yeah.
at the top.
Because the annual membership is what the coupon is good for.
Yeah.
But the package itself, it's somewhere around 2,000, right? But today, 197.
Absolutely. And of course, with Lori's package, there is a payment plan available. So please do use the payment plan if you need to. And of course, if you're an Inner Circle member, please use your gift code as well. Wonderful. Thank you, Lori. And lots of wonderful. I always say there's just so much information, but healing, activations, et cetera, that you can start to work with in the whole package, the sacred contracts, the two full courses, but also in the membership. I'm always amazed by how much is there for you. If you really want to grow, if you really want to heal, clear, and resolve stuff, there's a lot here for you to work with. So please do take advantage of this special offer because, like I said, it's not always available. It's never the same package either every time Lori comes on. It's always different. So this is geared to, specifically towards sacred contracts and our archetypes, but it's also about trying to or starting to now embody the new frequencies or the qualities that you want to embody so that you can have the life that you want, so you can thrive in your life and really experience that the new wave of energies coming in, the new frequencies, the higher energies coming in, and really just embodying that and being the best version of you possible, right? So that's what it's about, and we have access to that with the help of Lori for sure. So thank you.
Let me also say, like, my people and I, some of my community members are here. We said hello earlier. My people are people who are highly ambitious visionaries and light leaders who really want to, I mean, they're truth seekers who really want to learn how to utilize metaphysical tools and energy to further develop their intuition, their abilities to work with energy, and to use it in service and contribution to becoming their best selves and to the people, the animals in the world, you know, whether it's them as entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, the work that they do as healers or light leaders, or in their own personal families and their own personal lives. So the people that I work with are people who are highly ambitious and truly desire next level. Next level. They're not just love and lighters who are really passive and constantly looking for, like, the next quick fix, because we don't become best versions of ourselves. We don't create the life of our dreams by sitting on the couch and asking someone to give us a pill to fix everything. That just doesn't work. If it did, we wouldn't have any health issues because Big Pharma would have solved it with one pill. If it did work, one quick fix would have already solved everything for everyone. That is old paradigm, false beliefs, false patterns, thinking that you can just sit on the sidelines, do nothing, take a pill, and then hang out watching the nightly news or the same violence you've been watching on TV, or continue the same way and think it's just gonna magic wand. That is just bad, bad marketing. Like, marketers not in their integrity, making false promises for a quick buck. So that is not how it works. But we are in this new energy and this new way of being, and we have to level up very quickly. And in order to do that, we have to start recognizing what we're working with and how to work with it. And we have to start changing from within. That is really the truth. Now, if you're a person who recognizes you're willing to do that inner work, it's as easy as breathing. It's not hard work, but it does require someone to take action. It does require more than just kind of like asking to just, be healed, be fixed, take a pill, and everything will be better in the morning. So anyway, I hope that helps make sense of what this is about. It's not hard work. It's easy work, but it still requires conscious participation.
Yeah, absolutely. Conscious participation and presence. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Linda, you had a question for Lori long time ago.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I'm hoping sometime soon to open my third eye and make sure that it stays open. Is there a way to
Can I ask
check?
how much? Thank you, Linda. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I get
No,
the
that's okay.
I almost it's one of my things I'm not always so good at because I get the answer before the person's finished
Okay,
saying.
go ahead.
No, what you were going to ask something else? Second part?
Oh, can I ask about an animal?
Oh, let's do the third eye and then
Okay.
let's start there. So,
Great.
can I ask you how much or how many times or what have you done, if anything, to open and activate your third eye?
Quite a bit, actually. A lot
Incredible.
of just asking, first of all, and trying to connect with my higher consciousness on a pretty regular basis, I would say.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I've written it out, and I've, done some just asking first,
Okay.
and
All right. Okay, good. So, third eye activations are one of the easiest things in the world for me to do. But the challenge of third eye activations is that, number one, they're highly calcified in people. So, fluoride in the water, if you're drinking water with fluoride in it calcifies it. Artificial sweeteners, genetically modified food substances, all kinds of inorganic foods. What does that mean? Stuff that's, yeah, artificial,
Lot of
dyed
GMOs, yeah.
color, right? GMOs. So if you're eating that kind of stuff, it will keep it calcified. So that's one of the things people don't really like to hear because it means you have to change your diet. And the standard American diet, which is a sad diet, is blocking people's third eye. So if you want that cleared, you have to really be willing to look at your diet. Now, energetically, so easy. And you can do it yourself. One thing I would tell you to do is get a crystal, a Lemurian crystal. Do you know what a Lemurian crystal is?
I got one. Yep.
Good. Put it at night, like underneath between, like a put a face mask on and put
Okay.
it between the face mask and your third eye area and just breathe it in as if you're breathing straight through the third eye.
Oh, cool.
Do it
I can
for at
do
least
that.
30 days.
30 days. Okay.
Direct it with your breath, not with your brain. straight back to the center of the brain.
Yep, right in here. Yep.
The center of the brain. Yeah, where's center the third eye housed?
Like
where's
this? Yeah.
Where's the third eye housed? Where is it?
In the middle.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Pineal gland.
Yes. And pituitary gland, right?
Pituitary, yes.
Right. So just start breathing through there. When you do it, maybe not at the exact same moment, but occasionally throughout the day, say, I'm willing to see whatever there is to see. That's for my most benevolent best.
Oh, cool.
I'm willing to see. I'm choosing to see. I'm able to see with clarity, with certainty, with confidence. Breathe that in.
Okay.
You have to be willing to accept and allow it. It's as easy as that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, we can come back to the animal. Let's do the other questions first, and then if we still have time.
Okay, thanks.
Suzanne. Are you still there? Hi. Oh, you're on mute. Unmute yourself.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. First, I want to say a big thank you also to Sheffily, that you do these sessions here so regularly and with your full concentration and you give it in. That's what I wanted to say. But also a big thank you to you, Laurie. Mm. And I felt I had always to ask something in between. But at the beginning, I had a question when you talked about the patterns, which we shall leave because they block us and all that. So I want to ask, please, is it an old pattern to want to serve and to provide and to provide support for your family? It's a mm-hmm. pattern out of love, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Do we have the obligation to serve with and for love?
Mm. Okay, this is so beautiful. Thank you so much for this question. So let's say this first and foremost, the desire to serve and contribute is so beautiful and pure and authentic. Obligation is something different. So we need to look at the purity of our desire to serve. Are we serving out of obligation? Mm-hmm. Or are we serving out of a sincere, true, authentic desire to make contribution? Now, I know both of those patterns can show up together, right? A desire to serve out of obligation. The obligation is a pattern because you're not obligated to serve.
Yeah.
God, the divine.
But the obligation for love, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that's
I want to serve the love.
Okay, wait. You want to serve the love. You mean source, the divine creator, love? You want to serve love? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
or is it the desire or need to be loved?
I think it's a reflection thing. No, it's from the inside. It's not to be loved in this case, what I'm talking about.
This is so there's both patterns are there. For most humans, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. if you go back to where the origin of the desire is, the origin of the desire is pure and authentic because the greatest and fastest path, the greatest and fastest path to happiness and fulfillment and joy is through service and contribution.
Yeah.
The greatest, fastest path to joy is through service and contribution. This is fundamentally mm-hmm. true. Because we're truly of service and contribution and we make a difference and we help someone or the world or something, we feel fulfilled. Ah, that feels so good to be of service. However, what's also embedded in us sometimes is we've learned patterns that maybe of obligation or maybe a pattern of being of service, giving in order to get. That's an entanglement. if it's giving out of obligation, well, I have to do this. I'm indebted, or I'm required, or I'm obligated. Source doesn't obligate us to do or be anything. Source gives us full consent and permission to be whomever we are, to do whatever we do. That's free will choice. There doesn't mean there's not universal laws in place. It just does mean you have free will choice here. So we're not obligated, but there's very likely, very possibly a belief system in there for you that makes you feel obligated because you use that language in yourself. Does this make sense? So, and because there was emotionality in there, right? There's emotionality coming up. There's an, your body language is even suggesting there's a kind of discomfort in this. What's true for me? What's real for me? I'm not sure. I'm uncertain. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
So do you want to do a little process here?
A if it's process? Still time and if it serves the others.
Yeah. Well, then we'll stay with it until we stay with it until it's completed. So let's remove and clear, heal, and resolve obligation, the patterns of obligation, the programs of obligation, the beliefs and belief patterns, the thoughts and the opinions and the judgments of obligation. And all the energies, I'm listening, that's why my eyes are looking upward. All the energies, frequencies, vibrations of obligation, everywhere you where you've made yourself obligated. Obligation is not a requirement in this new paradigm. You're just obligated to be. Like, that's not even a right way to say it. You have no obligation. That's old pattern thinking. Can you understand that? Because obligation suggests some form of required, it's almost like the word that's coming to me is slave, enslavement, subjugation. It's like you're enslaved, required. No, the new paradigm is I'm choosing to be best version, harm to none. I'm choosing to contribute. I'm choosing to serve and contribute in ways that are good and right and divinely aligned. That is totally different. This is making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Yeah. All right, so let's clear the old patterns if you're willing. Now, for everyone else listening, you can clear obligation from your field too. If you want, just breathe and allow. Let's move this energy out. Take a breath. Take it to go. Yeah, we're just connecting with that energy where obligation is, and we're asking Source, Creator, God, infinite, all that is right now, to identify all of this obligation, all these old patterns, programs, implants, thoughts, beliefs, opinions, judgments, perspectives, ideologies, everything associated with this obligation, everywhere we created it, co-created it, contributed to it, allowed it. Take a long, slow, deep, relaxing breath. Let's let this go. Yeah, it's all the way down this whole core pillar here. Lift, remove, dissolve, send it to the light. Now you just have to breathe and allow. Source does the lifting. You're letting go. Yeah, send it to the light. All this old obligation for anyone who's giving consent now. Make it go. Yeah, send it to the light. Be forever transformed into love, into light, returned home to sender. And replace it with God, Source, Creator's consciousness. There's going to be two things here on what it means, what it feels like, and how it feels to live your life free from obligation, knowing that you're worthy and deserving to be free from this obligation. Just keep breathing, relaxing, and allowing. Living your life free from and liberated from obligation. Obligation is old paradigm. Some of you still think obligation is a good thing. If you think obligation is a good thing, it's you. You still are wondering if obligation is a good thing. That's okay. No brains needed here. I'm listening. That Source, Creator, God will teach you every gift of consciousness you're meant to learn for your most benevolent best related to this obligation, so you no longer need to carry it anymore. That you get those gifts of consciousness as you're breathing. The brain won't integrate them immediately in divine timing, so that you can finally be free from and liberated from this obligation, so that you can have God, Source, Creator's truth, point of view, perspective, understanding, and definition of what it means and how it feels to be free and liberated from this obligation, and instead serve and contribute truly from the heart, truly from a space of love, truly from the most organic, authentic space within you that truly simply desires to serve and contribute in the most benevolent, best ways with harm to none, including the self. Yeah. Are you willing for this? Yes. Long, slow breath. Just breathe and allow. It's a lot of words, but you don't really have to get it in the brain. Just breathe. For everyone, giving consent as is uniquely appropriate for you now. What we're doing with the energy is clearing out the old patterns of obligation, replacing it with new gifts of consciousness related to true service and contribution, and also related to the higher truth about obligation. Old paradigm game. So you no longer need to play with obligation. And so that instead you can start playing with the new paradigm energies of the joy of service and contribution. The joy of offering. The joy. That's better. That you're worthy and deserving of this joy, and that you're capable of this joy, and that it's possible for you to truly be of service and contribution in ways that are joyful, in ways that are good, right, and divinely aligned. Breathe that in. And are uniquely appropriate for you as a unique individual, whoever you are. That's it. That's it. Simple. Now you just let that be. You don't need to analyze it, right? It starts to become more of your truth. How you doing there?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. I'm glad. You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Suzanne. That was great. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. All right, let's go to Lynn.
All right. I'm going to go to Lynn.
Hello. You have to unmute yourself.
Got it. Hello. Thank you. Thank you both and all.
Hello.
I'm probably going to get your course because I love to do things like that. But meanwhile, I have some pretty serious pain every day. It's a mystery illness. I mentioned it early on. And do you have any kind of clue of anything that I can, you know, and it may be layers and layers, you know, that need healing. I certainly understand that onion to the, but it's so obscure. I haven't, you know, I've gone the traditional method, and I just went to a somatic healer for a month.
How did that work?
It helped in the moment, but I can, you know, sit and meditate for an hour and not pay $200, you know, is how I felt with this person. That's not to say that, you know, something, you know, I felt like there were layers on, you know, but there's some deep trauma in most people, I think. And how connected, you know, the thing with my pain seems like in my gut, I just can't get it. I'm in so much pain, I can't do anything. And do you have any clue where I might seek for help? And it seems like it's in my gut. And I took a few bad falls. I know you're not a doctor, but.
Well, first, Lynn, I want to say.
I was just going to say, also, Lynn, are you still moving? Because I know you were moving and you were going through a lot. Or you were going through the house and stuff.
Dude, I could show you a video of the house or, you know, yeah, it's a mess.
It's not about the house. Lynn, first, I want to say I'm sorry that you're going through that. And what happens with pain, and when you say pain, you mentioned your gut area, but what I'm understanding is this is whole body pain. This is more than just gut. Is that correct?
Oh, it's debilitating. I can hardly walk.
And so it's whole body pain, right? Okay. So let's unpack this a little for you. First of all, and then we can hear it when you're speaking, right? This throat chakra energy is unstable here. I mean, you can hear it in your voice. So what you've got, by the way, Western medicine, how has Western medicine addressed this? Pills or what?
Oh, not even that. You take a Tums, you know, but meanwhile, they've done every expensive test
And have found nothing.
and have found essentially nothing. Some small bile duct enlargement that they,
Okay,
you know,
that's
nothing.
actually good. That's good that they found nothing, right? So that means the issue hasn't metastasized into something solid for them to identify. So that's a good sign. Okay, so because energy work is much more subtle, right? That's why a lot of times once something's more physical, metastasized, solid, it's harder for energy to clear it as quickly, not always, but in most cases for humans, it takes more time. In your case, great news that they didn't find anything and they ran every test. The issue is that number one, you're not, when you said you did somatic healing for an hour, 1 hour is not going to help you. You've got full body
No, I
pain.
did it for a month and a half
Oh,
or
okay.
two,
That's good.
twice a week for a month and a half is
Okay,
what I
that's
was
good.
told.
That's good. So let's give you some things that you can work with. Number one, you have to keep up the energy healing. Twice a week, it's not enough. You're in full body pain. So you need to get yourself with an energy healer who you know, like, and trust, who can get you into an energetic state where you are in the sacred neutral. Right? This is stuff I teach in my sacred mentorship. My people know how to do it. We do it on a weekly basis, but you need it even more than that. You need to know how to get yourself into that space. The sacred neutral is not basic brain meditation. It's not alpha brainwave meditation. It's not something you do through the brain. It's something you do in an energetic space where you are so still, peaceful, quiet, that you just feel great. You feel better than fine, better than fine with zero pain, even though you're still aware that the pain has been there. You have to know how to get yourself in that state, and you need to be there in a daily basis. Now, that's work. You have to be willing to do it. You have to learn how, and you have to be willing to do it. This is coaching. Because it's not something I can teach you in 5 minutes. And there's no 5 minute healing that's going to clear that pain out of your body. Now, the next thing you have to do, I'm giving you coaching right now, but this isn't even coaching. It's really more mentorship because coaching, I'd be working with your consciousness more. But the next thing you have to do is you need to get yourself, ideally, if you can, to a Feldenkrais class. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Okay, you can do it online. Or you can do it in person if they have it in your area. But if anyone knows how to
Feldenkrais.
spell, I can. Yeah. So
All right.
Feld in Krais. I just put it in the chat. It's something
All
like
right.
that, but I'm spelling it slightly wrong. But that's
Thank
enough.
you. Okay.
Thank you, Shafali. You just put it in there. Your way is right. So that is an exercise type of program that requires almost zero movement. You literally lay on the floor or, on a mat, and they're helping you to release the trapped energy of your body with the most subtle movements. It's an excellent strategy for you, and it's lighting up for you as guidance to offer you. Why? Because you don't have to move your body, but you're still going to get a kind of relaxing of the trapped energy that is stored in your body. So, number one, you need to learn how to get yourself into a meditative state. I call it sacred neutral, where you're feeling better than good, but you're still aware. You're not trying to immediately eradicate pain. Number two, you need to get yourself into a physical movement situation. I'm recommending, because guidance has offered it to you through me, called Feldenkrais. Feldenkrais. You can do it online. It's no trauma to the body and still is allowing you to release that trapped energy that's causing the pain. Number three, you might also want to explore cranial sacral. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, it's a kind of similar to an acupressure, but not even similar to a massage, where you get one of those. What I'm hearing is one a week. You have to do a lot of things. You're in a trauma state, right?
Yeah.
You want to be free of the pain. A pill's not going to do it. So you don't have to do all of these, but I'm giving you what's being given to me, guidance to give you. And you always get more than you ask for with me. So cranial sacral, the practitioner is using one or two fingers so gently at certain points, pressure points, to release trapped energy and to let it flow. Okay. That's another thing you can do. It's very easy. It's very affordable, like the size, the price of a massage, and it feels really good. And there's probably some practitioners who will come to your house. Okay. Final thing is, it's not the final thing, but it's the final thing I'm going to offer you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I hear that I'm already starting to overwhelm you. Is that you want to start getting right with your thoughts and your emotions. And I can give you a download for this. I'm just asking. It's not that I can't work with the energy. It's that in 2 minutes, it's not enough time to really clear out what you want. But we'll give you a download from source. When I call it a download, in this case, I mean energy that will flow through your body with your consent, that will help you to release and relax and let go of some of that tightness that's in your body. The tightness in your body is because of the way you've been thinking, feeling, emoting, and living. Some of it is the unwillingness to feel some things. Does this make sense to you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm mourning my mother, and it's, you know, I try to keep that on the down low because, you know, it's been almost 2 years. I'm still trying to get out of our family house. It's so full of stuff. That's where Stefali was, you know, remembering my sad story. It's not really sad. It's ridiculous, you know, and I certainly hope by absorb some of the, you know, the healing of obligation, because I have huge here.
Yeah, there's just a lot of patterns in you that are incongruent. So you need to undergo. It's okay, right? It's trauma. Humans have it. There's nothing wrong about that. But the way you're communicating it to me, what I'm hearing from you is the very thing I said 2 seconds ago, that you're in resistance to some of the emotional
feeling. Yeah, I probably am. Because I'm trying so hard to get it done.
You're judging yourself for having some of that grief, as it that you use the word ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's been 2 years. Well, your grief of the loss of your mother, that grief needs to be processed appropriately. The resistance to that grief, the judgment to the wrongness of it, your judgment that it's ridiculous, is interfering with your healing. That's the very energy, and there's others, there's more, that is causing the tightness and the contraction in the body, that is also contributing to the, I can't clean out this house because I'm not ready to let go. Does this all make sense?
To a large degree, yeah.
Yeah. Has this been unpacked for you in this way before?
I haven't talked to too many people about it.
Right. Well, now we have just unchunked a big piece of what's going on there.
I mean, I certainly don't think it's ridiculous to grieve my mother, but on the one hand, but on the other hand, I'm totally overwhelmed with stuff to do.
Yes, but the ridiculousness that you mentioned is that it's 2 years later. You said it's been 2 years. Re-listen, because I listened. Your attachment to the ridiculousness is that it's still happening because you're judging yourself. This is what I'm hearing and translating for you. Your judgment of yourself is that you should not be still grieving, that you should not be still going through this. But the reason you're still going through it is because some part of you needs to grieve more fully, wholly, and completely, and needs what I'm hearing and being told is the safety, the permission, safety and permission to allow yourself to experience the depth of this pain. And because you're not giving yourself that permission, it's manifesting on the physical body. Does this make sense? And is this making sense?
Certainly to some degree, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah, I would even guidance-wise get yourself possibly, if you're willing, to a grief support group. I would spend some time whenever you can in bed, anytime, and put your hands on your heart and say, and let's do this right now. Put your hands on your heart, Lynn. You're behind camera. Nobody can see you. And you, if you want to mute yourself, you can mute yourself.
Well, I can't see myself, so I don't know what I...
Well, you can mute your own self on the camera if you want. If not, just do it with me. You put your hands on your heart, take some breaths, and say to yourself, Lynn, there, it's okay. Just do this with me. Breathe long, slow, deep breaths. It's okay. It's okay if you need to grieve for as long as you need to grieve. It's okay. I'm with you. I will be with you however long you need to grieve, however deep. It's okay. You're safe. It's safe for you. You say this to yourself. You can take this from the recording. It's safe for you to grieve. It's safe for you to feel pain. Your pain is not bottomless. I promise you, I will be with you. I might not do it perfectly, but I will be here and hold your heart while you grieve. It's okay to feel this pain. It's okay to feel the emotional pain so the body can heal. It's okay to let the pain go when it's done. It's not bottomless. Breathe all this in. I'm just going to have Source Creator God give you whatever gifts you're meant to receive, gifts of consciousness and energy for your most benevolent best that's gentle, right, and appropriate for you, for your unique body and being, for your unique soul's agenda. That also allows you and gives you the permission to be kind, loving, and gentle on yourself, compassionate to your own self, to your own grieving process, to your own letting go process, that you know what it means and what it feels like to let go when the time is right, in an appropriate way for you. And that includes letting go of things inside of a house. Oh, there you go. Wow, that was a big move right there. That you're worthy and deserving and capable of this. And that your sweet, innocent child within deserves love, compassion, kindness, care, and patience. Tender, loving care and patience. This is what's missing self-love, self-care, self-nurturing. Does this all make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is where the healing is. And there's a lot more needed. So this practice, I want you to do that practice talking to yourself. I want you to imagine whenever you can, imagine holding your own self in your own arms, yourself as a little baby in your arms and talking to her, a sweet, innocent child who deserves to be loved and cared for and nurtured and given all the time she needs to receive that mother's love from you, but to your own little child, and that it's okay for her to cry. It's safe. She's welcome to cry, and she's welcome to coo and do whatever that little baby wants, because this is what you didn't get the mothering that you needed. Your mother didn't give you this tender, loving care. And your little child inside, she's fighting. She's saying, no, I will not let you move on. I will not let you pack up this house. I will not let you let go of this mother until you learn to mother me, meaning you. Until you let me be loved. Give me what I need. This is yourself. Not just your inner child, not just your baby, your adult woman. All this pain that's locked up, this is what it is. This is making sense.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is how you need to mother yourself. This is not about forcing yourself to pack up a house, because that little child will not let you pack up that house, will not let you let go of the mother, will not let you be done with the grief. Until you say, I love you, Lynn, no matter what, whether you pack or not, I will let you grieve. I will let you be loved. I will let you be here and do nothing. I will love you no matter what. The other things will start to happen in time, organically. Take care of this first. This is where this pain is originating from. Can you see?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Gentle, tender, loving care. All right. See, we do some digging.
Hey,
we depth of it. Good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. Thank you. All right. Where are we now? All right. So that was amazing. Awesome. I'm so glad we did all those wonderful processes. And
yeah,
they really just like, oh my goodness, we really needed that. So yeah, thank you.
We all need that.
That was like, fantastic.
We all need that. You see, like, humanity has grown up out of a narcissistic reality where we were just in survival. All of our parents, all of our world leaders, they were just trying to survive. And it was kill or be killed. And it was don't allow yourself to feel or process anything. Now we're in this new paradigm where in order for us to thrive, we must learn how to re-love and care for ourselves and one another. And we must actually put it into place because, like I said earlier, it's not a pill, it's a process. So this is good for all of us. You're right. So,
yes.
Shafali, like,
it was awesome. That. Yeah, we all needed that, you know, and thank you everybody for all your questions. That's what brought forward these wonderful processes as well. So
as we change from the inside, the external world changes. We will see it. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. We still need to do the inner work. Yeah, but thank you. And of course, for those of you who would like to work with Lori more deeply, of course, check out the package. There's wonderful processing in there as well. But those two big courses, full courses. But I love your activations or processes or whatever you want to call it now. I just love them. I just think they're so powerful and they're so helpful. So please do check out the package from Lori. And I will have the recording out a little bit later, so wait for that and then go back and watch or listen again. You can, release more of stuff or just have. For me, it's about getting more awareness of who you are, how you are, how you're operating, what patterns are coming up for you, right? All that stuff comes up during the processing as well. So, a lot. So thank you, Lori, so much. This was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, thank you so much for having me. You know how much I love you, love the community, and I'm always grateful and glad to be able to contribute and share and be of service. Yeah. So
All
I want
right,
to thank
thank
everybody
you.
who showed up and participated
And
too.
you always have so much to share. You're always so generous. So thank you. I so appreciate that.
Yeah. Can I just final parting words? I just want to say the truth of who we all are, and I know we know this, but we need to start breathing this in and embodying. Is that we're worthy and deserving beings who are made of love, who are made of consciousness. We are consciousness itself, remembering and becoming more conscious of ourselves as love, as worthy, valuable, and deserving beings. And the truth of who we are is that we're magnificent, brilliant, fabulous beings, reclaiming that. And that is the
Yeah.
truth of who we are. So just know that about yourself. You are magnificent and brilliant and beautiful. And the truth of who you are as an original divine blueprint, a perfected human, is that you are free and liberated from all those traumas. Right now, we're just going through the journey of clearing that. That's not what we're carrying forward into the future. So just know the truth of who you are, start to embody it, own it, and know that everybody else is that too. It's the truth of who we all are. So I hope that's helpful.
Beautiful. It's
Yeah.
absolutely helpful. Thank
Congrats so
you.
much.
All right. Thank you so
Bye.
much, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all so much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Thank you so much. Good night, Suzanne. It's late in Europe. Good night, everyone. Bye for now.